All right, what's going on, everybody? It's Tuesday. It's August 10th, 2021. Took a couple of weeks off. I'm back, and right off the bat, I got a fucking question. All right, I got a question for everybody. Can a dog be racist? All right, I need people on both sides of the spectrum and the gender whatevers to tell me, can a dog be racist? Because I think my neighbor's dog, who I don't blame, because I am trying to terrorize my neighbor. I'm trying to terrorize my neighbor and my woman, being a victim of my shenanigans, a victim of my horse shit. She's joining in on the fun. All she did was yell Mujahideen out the window. And the dog starts barking. And I believe this dog is racist. Now, this dog has no idea our affiliations with any political groups, with any militias, white or brown, or Asian. They got militias too. But the dog immediately started barking. I guarantee you, if I yelled Coors Light out the fucking window, this dog would not be barking. He may have went and fetched me a Coors Light. The dog's fucking racist, and my feud with my neighbor shall continue. Now, here's the thing. I was away for a couple weeks. Part of the reason you didn't want to hear me at that level of anger. I don't know what was going on in my life. Nothing really. One of the weeks I was off. I wasn't even working. You know? But I knew everything that sounds too good to be true. You know, it sounds fun. Oh, yeah, you got a week off. You're going to go on a fucking camping? You're going to go camping? Yeah, I know what's going to happen. To get to the camping, I got to deal with people. And do you know why I know what these animals are up to? Because I worked at Pizza Hut. All right? I know the public. What do you think these public servants, as they call themselves, how do you think they turn corrupt? Okay? Yeah, sure. 98% of them are fucking narcissists. And they're evil cunts. And they just want power to get that check, get that lifetime pension, and maybe get a couple of no-show jobs at a construction site, et cetera, et cetera. But the 2% that go into it, because, you know, they're fucking stupid. They got that Disney mentality, everything's fucking shiny, let's do, everybody's nice. Yeah, there's good in everybody. No, there isn't. No, there isn't. Let's be fucking honest. There's good in everybody. 3 out of 4 people believe in psychics, okay? Or is it 1 in 4? Something like that. Here's another one. I'm giving out wrong stats. I'm part of that. I'm part of the problem. They try to be public servants. But then they got to deal with the public. And they become animals just like the public they were meant to serve. Right? I went on a fucking ferry. I'm already impressed. You take your car with all your crap and all your family, if you got one. Your dog, you pack everything in there you don't need, you might not even use during the trip. A grill, butane. You know, you pack all your shit, you take your car and the crap onto the boat, and the boat takes you, your car, and all your crap to the new destination. 3 out of 4 people were trying to recreate that scene from the Titanic, and regretfully, the ship did not sink. I was begging for anything. I was begging for a fucking missile to hit the ship.
Holy Jack! Don't let go, Jack!
Good. Half the trip, all I dealt with were people's feet. God, I actually missed Pizza Hut, honestly. The animals there just stuffed food in their mouth. Everybody's got their foot. Something about people going on trips makes it seem like it's okay to put your foot on the dashboard. I don't fucking understand it. Your feet belong in your shoes. Don't put your feet on the dashboard of a fine Japanese vehicle. People are laying down on the ground of a ship. 2,000 other people have come. I mean, fucking forget COVID. This is disgusting. Everybody's feet are out. They got the sandals. One lady laid down, used her sandals as a fucking pillow. Right after she went to a fucking garbage bathroom. Just piss everywhere. And all and that There's a myth that the women's john is clean. It's not. The women's bathroom is disgusting. The women's bathroom is fucking disgusting. I don't even want to imagine what's on the floor of that bathroom. Guy's bathroom, what do you got? You got piss, maybe a little bit of doo-doo, a little bit of feces, a little bit of semen, perhaps. Depends what kind of Republican was in that bathroom previously. There might be traces of semen, not a full load, not a full, you know, not that, none of those. You're not enough to slip on, like a cartoon. No banana peel semen on the ground. You're not gonna get any of that. None of that. A little bit, like the residue. Like after you're done, after you like nut in whoever's mouth, you know. It's a free country. And like a little residual creeps out. Just like the little, you know, like the corner of a pool. Because it's a little. A little bit on the ground. It's not even enough to like impregnate anybody. You know, not. It might be enough to be, you know, incriminate you in a crime. Maybe the CSI would, oh, that's enough semen to put this guy away for 17 years. But the woman's bathroom is absolutely filthy. There's menstrual, and you could call me sexist, menstrual juices, grosser than semen. There's semen everywhere. There's semen everywhere. It's the way it is. I'm just telling you the hard truth here. That's what you come here for, right? You come for the hard truth. There's semen everywhere. You bought a book off Amazon or Kindle? Even your Kindle, traces of semen. You let your boyfriend borrow your Kindle, go to the bathroom, read that novel a little bit while he tries to get a couple of last nuggets out from the night before. Semen, right on the Kindle. Menstrual waste, for lack of a better word, is more disgusting than semen. That I'm going to die on this mountain. It's just not everywhere. Like, you find semen anywhere. You know, even at, sometimes you get a little pre-cum. Well, is this going to be a semen episode? you find it on books. There's traces of it. You know, you get in a car. You bought a used car. There's definitely a hint of semen. Menstrual waste? No. Maybe if they, you know, they don't have a hospital. They live in some redneck town. No hospital in the town. They have to take, you know, get your woman in the back of a fucking Oldsmobile. And take her to the next town that has a hospital, the better town that you can't afford to live in. You probably can't even afford a Kindle. So what am I even telling you people? I mean, is anybody here, even anybody listening to this, even read? I know if you're listening to this, you don't read. Did you even get the Kindle reference? You know how I know the Kindle reference? The commercials come on during the NFL games. That's how I know. You think I own a Kindle? If I did, it would have been like just covered in semen. It would have been mostly semen. 15% book would have been mostly semen. Do the math. 85-15. That's the ratio of semen and book. But I'm out there. I don't know why. I had the week off. I didn't have to deal with any fucking animals at work. But I'm sitting there, I'm a little grumpy. I'm like, all right, we got to go, we got to be late, it's going to get dark, we got to do... For the first day, I need a fucking day. It's like a buffer between dealing with animals. I'm already in that state, you know? Just like when I worked at Pizza Hut. Come home after delivering pizzas, don't talk to me for like an hour. I just came from the jungle, I'm acting erratically for the next 60 minutes. I might take a bite out of you. You try to come up to me, ask me a couple of questions. You got to give me an hour. Same thing with the work. I go on a holiday. I need the day. I need the day for a buffer. I got to get my bearings together. Not dealing with the public. It's the worst. Dealing with the public is the worst. They're saying there's like 10 million jobs in the U.S. that are just sitting there. People don't want to work. And I want the U.S. Labor Board to be a little more specific about what these jobs are, okay? If it's in a factory, you're putting microchips together, you're welding something, whatever it is. You're making a shoe. Maybe you're making semen-proof Kindle. You press a button, it wipes the fuck, it's like a maybe you got a wiper or some sort of electric current. Keeps the semen off. You know, maybe you're making those. You're not dealing with the public. If those jobs are unfulfilled, I will say these people are being lazy bastards. But if it's jobs dealing with the public, I don't fucking blame them. There's times I look at a tent in a tent city and think, you know what? Is it really that bad? I could, you know, I can get my heroin. How much is heroin going for now? Like 10 bucks a pop? You know, it's going for 10 bucks a pop. I could do it. Just live in a nice tent, maybe get one of those. I mean, it's like 40 bucks for a heater and like another 50 bucks for one of those power packs. You go down to the Starbucks, you charge up the power pack. You got heat if you live in a cold climate. Or you just bundle up. You don't have to deal with the public. There's heroin everywhere. You get to see the stars. Is it really that bad? They're trying to clean up Venice. Is it really that bad? Dealing with the public is worse. Working is worse depending on what kind of job you have. You know? As much as I rail on Pizza Hut, I do miss it. I've said this before. You deal with the pub. My interactions with the public was 15 to maybe 2 minutes max, depending on if the debit machine wasn't working or they were trying to give me semen-laced cash. It was getting sticky while I was trying to... It's going to be a semen episode. I'm sorry. It's what it is. It's what it is. I saw so much growth. I don't know why. Nobody's semen was out. Everybody had their foot out. But for some reason, this is what's on my head right now. Semen. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I apologize to everybody listening. Anybody that had to endure this. If you're in a car listening to this, you had it loud in a garage. I've heard people do that. I've done it before. You got to end up underground parking lot. You listen to all kinds of wild shit. You know? You had this on. The first fucking whatever minutes is about semen. You gotta turn it down. You're trying to leave the parking garage there. You gotta fucking turn that shit down. Or you might be listening on your semen-laced Kindle. Does Kindle have audio? I. I'm gonna terrorize my neighbor. I have my reasons, which I will reveal later when I find out if. My reasons will result in unemployment. That's what it is. Goddamn capitalism, you know? If I was in that tent, I'd be fucking free. You know how many people I want to smack around in town that I can't? Because I got to, you know, pay the fucking water bill? I got to answer to somebody, you know? Oh, God. Oh. Here's the thing. I don't want to hurt nobody. You know, I don't want to hurt my neighbor. I don't want to hurt nobody. I just want them to be, you know, scared. I want the fear of God and not the good kind. You know, those, oh, I'm a God-fearing whatevers. I don't want that. I want them to fear my God. All we did was, I mean, it wasn't even me. It was my late. All she did was yell, Mujahideen. You know, and I don't know if I've cleared this up with you guys before, but there's two Mujahideens, okay? There was the ones that turned into Al-Qaeda. They were in Afghanistan. They were fighting the Russians. And then there, before that, or they might have even been at the same time. I got to look this up to see, you know, who had the Mujahideen first. You know, who claimed the Mujahideen first? Was it those Saudis in Afghanistan trying to fight the Russians while getting funded by the CIA? Or was it the treacherous Iranian political party based out of... where are they now? I think they moved to fucking Paris. Half those people just want a free trip to Paris. They're all fucking CIA agents, honestly. But then again, I digress. I went to the islands. Very, very liberal. Very liberal place. Rainbow flags everywhere. All right, we get it. We got it. It's all good. It's 2021. I don't think anybody cares. You know, they're coming out with the short shorts. They're making out in public. No problem. No problem. I have no concern. I am trying to look for some shellfish here. All right? I'm not worried about you, your short shorts. You got a tank top on. You got the little poly walnuts, the hair on the side, but it's pink. You know, you went pink poly walnuts. I don't care. I'm looking for some shrimp. You know, maybe some mussels. And a beer. That's all I care about. I don't care what you're up to. Nobody cares. It's a free country. We got it. Honestly, you go by some people here. I mean, the U.S. is worse. The U.S. is way worse. You talk to some people in the U.S., you think they're living... I mean, it's a lot of women. I hate to say it. It's a lot of women. You think, holy fuck, are you living under Sharia law? Has Sharia law been implemented in Omaha, Nebraska? Is Omaha... I got to look this up. Is Omaha, Nebraska under Sharia law now? This poor woman seems to be under a lot of duress. And she's saying she doesn't have as many opportunities as she would in Sweden. They always reference those Scandinavian countries, but they don't think that there's like fucking 15 people there, and they're all like, it's all Scandinavians. It's kind of hard. It's kind of easier to get along when it's just them, you know. You throw me in there, my fucking hairy arms. It'd be like throwing a monkey wrench into the ship. Oh god, I wish that ship sank. No, honestly. I got on the ship. They're doing the I wanted to, honestly, I'm like, this country's in trouble. This country's in fucking trouble. All right. Enough about these animals, all right? Let me tell you about a couple of three gentlemen, okay? The good people of 1QKushin.com. That's the number one. KYOKUSHIN. Go follow the page at 1QKushin. All right, I'll put the link in the description. Go to 1QKushin.com. We got menswear, womenswear, all right? You buy it, you wear it. Don't tell people. Don't be a fucking fraud, all right? Someone sees you wearing the shirt, they start talking about it. You tell them, oh, I bought it from 1QKushin.com. I'm trying to support this mentally ill podcast host and his buddy. Run some sort of a business so they can quit their jobs, you know, at Pizza Hut. Oh, God, I don't work at Pizza Hut no more. Let's clear that up. I do not represent Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut does not represent me. My opinions are my own. Remember that was on the fucking... Oh, yeah, I digress. Go to 1QKushin.com. The number one, KYOKUSHIN. All right? Links in the description. You go, you buy the shirts, you wear the shirts. And remember, that's not their motto. I just say that because I want you guys to buy the shirts. They're 25 pounds. That's right. All this shit I talk about, I talk shit about people I love, all right? I shit on that country all fucking day. Been like 60-something episodes. All of them, almost all of them, I've been going at that island hard, right? But I go after them because I love them, right? My friend, he's in London. Go support his page. Go watch it. It's great. It's got Dr. Dre music while people are kicking each other in the head. What kind of other entertainment do you need, huh? What are you watching? 90 Day Fiancé, you fucking animals? Everybody on that show is a Nigerian scammer. Not one Nigerian. Cultural appropriation. To the fucking max. Not one credit to the Nigerian people on that show. Everybody's pulling the original Nigerian scam. It wasn't the email. It was the, look at me, Would you like to get married? You look horrific in your country. Here, with your green card, you look slightly attractive. Would you like to have some sort of a relations for the period in which it takes for my visa application to get approved? Not one credit. Nothing. In the credits, I check the credits. They say camera, editor, Shawnee, you know? They even got the guy carrying the boom. They put him in the credits. Not one credit to the Nigerian guy that started this whole thing. Not one. That's the real problem here. Not that chick from Omaha, Nebraska that thinks she lives in Yemen and she's got no fucking rights. Did I even say it was 1kyokushin.com, right? All right, 1kyokushin.com, the number 1kyokushin.com. Buy the shirts, wear the shirts. That's not their motto. That's just the crap I say. All right. This is something I've been thinking about. I wanted to talk about it. It's not a touchy subject. You know, it's not like AIDS. You know, I had that discussion too with my lady. She's talking about how her and her friend almost canceled each other once because they were arguing over driver's licenses and what you could do with each level of license, like your learners and the one you get when you're 17 and your gym teacher teaching you and grabbing you inappropriately while he's teaching you how to drive standard, unrelated to my life. But so her friends like almost canceled each other over a driver's license discussion. I'm like, Jesus, most people like fight over AIDS and have a disagreement over some serious shit like AIDS or semen on the Kindle. No, I'm kidding. No more semen talk. I'm going to cut it out. I apologize to everybody. But I don't get it. Maybe because I don't have the intellect. I've admitted countless times I am basically a monkey. Look at the level of reading I have to my right now. And I don't know if I'll upload the video eventually once we figure more shit out, put this shit on YouTube. But to my right, I got two books. You know what the fucking books are about? My Turn, A Life of Total Football by Johan Cruyff, who's a Dutch soccer player. The second one, John Madden, A Pro Football Hall of Fame Biography. This is the level of reading I have. You look at it, there's a lot of pictures too. Like in the middle of the first one, the middle of My Turn, a lot of pictures of this Dutch guy. He's in Amsterdam. It looks like they just got out of the war. It looks really sad. Looks really sad. Their faces say, the Germans were here. I don't even know if the Germans were there. Did they take over Holland? I think they did. That's why Canada saved them, and now they send a bunch of flowers once in a while. Good people, the Dutch. Very tall. But this is the level of reading I do, right? So I, admittedly, I'm a monkey. Someone tried to have a heart-to-heart with me today about their life and everything going on, and they're having some problems with their family. And I tried to be a listener. I'm like nodding. I'm not going to lie to you. I was fucking dozing off. I was thinking about other stuff. I'm thinking about like catalytic converters. I have no idea what a catalytic converter is. I just thought that was an interesting word. You know, I have no idea how to change it. My catalytic converter is fine on my car as far as I know. But for some reason, this guy's going on and on about his mother and his uncle. And I'm thinking about catalytic converters, all right? And he's like, oh, by the way, how you doing? And I'm like, I'm good, man. Like Thursday, September 9th is going to be the season kickoff. You know, Cowboys are going to play the butt. That's the level. You know, this guy was trying to have a adult conversation with me. All I could offer was, this is when the NFL season is going to kick off. Thursday, September 9th. Cowboys, Buccaneers. That's what I'm offering. But I got strong feelings about it. I don't know. Obviously, who knows who's right? You know, everybody's got a fucking opinion these days, but I feel strongly about this one. I don't understand, and it goes on both ways. I don't understand women that come and say, Oh, I can't make friends with women. All my friends are guys. That's a fucking red flag to me. And on the other side, too. If a guy, all his friends are chicks, fucking red flag. 100%. You gotta run. Whichever gender you are, you're trying to be, you're a guy on guy, a girl on girl. All right? Don't get filthy. Okay? We already had enough semen. It's like 20 minutes of fucking semen talk. All right? I don't get it. I get it. People have platonic friends. Hey, I got female friends, but in a group. Okay? I need a fucking buffer. All right? There's maybe one or two women I would hang out alone. I could have some sort of a conversation. I don't have a bunch of chicks for friends and I'm going out and like listening to their problems. I barely want to listen to man problems. And those are real. You know? So I don't understand. As soon as the guy, he's like, oh, got a lot of chicks. It's like, I don't know if I could trust this dude. What's with all the chicks? All right? I don't get it. And the same thing with a girl on the other side. She says, hey, I can't get along with girls. I don't know what kind of fucking... I sound like that guy that wanted a cookie in The Simpsons. What kind of fucking voice is that for a girl? Hey, no, that's not it either. See, this is the... I warned you. Look at what I'm reading. Look how I talk to people. That's the only way I know. So I start getting nervous. They start talking about real shit problems in their families. I start talking about sports. All right? But I'm telling you, it's a red flag. You're a girl. And some girl, you see, is just friends with a bunch of dudes. You better fucking run. That girl's working it. Okay? I know what that girl's up to. She's trying to get her visa paid without blowing anybody. Like a gentleman, you know? They used to do that. Used to be, you know, they had some financial problems. You'd go find some sucker, you know? Maybe from Alberta. Not the best people. You do what you have to do. Again, sorry to go back to the semen. You extract the semen. He pays down your student loan there, maybe your visa bill, and bada boom, bada bing. Now they're going the other way. That's how it's gone bad. It's gone bad. What happened to men? You know, there was an overcorrection. Used to be like men used to be like they would be on the street and be like, "Hey, bitch," you know. Now it's just then, I learned a great word. Now they're just simping. They're fucking simping for these broads. Same thing with the girls. The girls are simping the other way. For the dudes, too. Or are they working them? I feel like it doesn't go the other way. Look, in a platonic relationship, in both cases where it's a woman being a friend with a guy, it's always the woman is in charge. It's always the woman is usually getting more than the guy. It's always like that. I wonder why that is. I need to discuss this with that lady from Omaha, Nebraska that thinks she's under Sharia law. You know, if things are so hard, how come in a platonic relationship 98%. I mean, I'm just telling you from with what I see. Just from what I see with my eyes on the street and my ears. Both instances, it's always the woman that's getting more out of it. They're getting more out of the relationship than the guy. 100%. The guy, the best he could hope for is, you know, I mean, it depends. Is he got feelings for her? Maybe he's just been fucking suppressing his feelings for this alleged platonic friend since high school, maybe. You know, maybe he just fucking yanks it to the Kindle. Well, thinking of her, you know? The best he could hope for is he gets out of the friend zone. Or like, what, she sets him up with one of her friends, you know? And you know that's not going to happen. You know that's not going to happen. A dude can share, you know? A dude can share. I can imagine, let's say a girl, she was, she was like a co-ed football player or something, flag football, frisbee. They love that. Those kids from Alberta, they love the fucking ultimate frisbee. I don't know what's going on. They throw the frisbee, they run with the frisbee, there's some screaming, and then they go do some fentanyl after. I don't know what's going on with that, but they do that. So maybe think of it that way. Like, maybe it's some girl, she's a little bit of a tomboy. The guy has no problem sharing the friendship. Oh, this is Steve. Have you met Steve? He likes frisbees too. And then they'll be friends. Can you imagine a girl taking her guy friend that keeps, you know, running a couple of errands, doing a couple of favors at work, you know, going in out of his way to make, you know, the impossible happen for her? There when you call Saturday night, it's like 2 a.m. Something's going wrong. You can't drive. There's no Uber. He's there when you call. Is that girl going to share her friends? Is she going to let one of her female friends be friends with this poor sap? I highly doubt it. I highly, highly doubt it. She wouldn't even share that semen-stained fucking Kindle. All right, guys. I'm sorry I was away for like two weeks. You didn't want to fucking hear from me but then anyway. I was in a worse mood than I usually am. I don't know why. That kind of makes me in a worse mood when I can't explain my mood to other people. That makes it any worse. But thanks for listening. And please go to that one Kyokushin.com page. Support it. Follow the Instagram. He posts a lot of fucking cool videos. You see people fighting, kicking each other in the head, being positive. They do a lot of the real motivation, not this bullshit. You're better than don't worry about that. You know, just follow the page. And thanks for listening. Good night.